The show is Live and Local. It's your local performance connection. And today we'll be focusing on an Irish traditional music festival that's happening in Peoria this weekend, Friday through Sunday. It's called Aran Fheis Peoria. And we have, in the first part of the show, a conversation with a member of the young Irish band called Gwicha. And we'll be talking with him in a few moments. And then, live in our studio, it's the band from Bloomington Normal called The Shanties. They'll be playing for us in, I guess I just said, live in our studio. Hope you look forward to it. I certainly do. It's Live and Local. That's just a bit from Matt Kranich and Jackie Daly from their disc called The Living Stream here on Live and Local and FM 90.9. Stay tuned next for a band from Ireland called Gwicha. There was a tune called A Bit of a Peach. It comes off of the self-titled CD by the traditional Irish band from Ireland called Gwicha, which is spelled G-O-I-T-S-E. And they are going to be among the numerous guest groups and also quite a number of local bands playing at the wonderful Irish music festival for traditional Irish music called Aran Fheis. It's in Peoria, and it is this weekend, Friday through Sunday. Gwicha are going to be playing all 3 days on the North Stage and then also giving a couple of demo sessions on Saturday and Sunday. And with me on the phone right now as they are traveling from Ann Arbor to Peoria is the piano and piano accordionist in the band, Dublin-born Tadhg Ollmacher. And hope I said that okay.
That was absolutely spot on.
Thanks very much for joining us as your sort of captive audience in the car there.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, we're still en route at the moment. 4 hours and 59 minutes away, according to the sat nav.
Well, I hope you'll get there in time. I'm sure you will. And that you get the right directions from the machine.
So far, it's been reliable anyway. No major mess-ups. No, we're in the States, 4.5 weeks at this stage. So we're doing well so far.
Is this your first tour of the States?
This is our first U.S. tour, yeah. And for half of us, the first time in the States, full stop. We're absolutely loving it so far. We're just past the midway point. We were at Milwaukee Irish Fest last weekend, and that was kind of the midway point of our tour. So we have another about 3.5 weeks to go, and then we're looking forward to Peoria this weekend.
So are you one of those for whom it's the first time to the U.S.?
It is indeed, yeah. It's my first time ever over here, so it's all kind of new experiences and minor culture shock, stuff like that as well.
But all good. What are some of the culture shock moments you've experienced?
Well, you have to say the food is just unbelievable over here. It's different to back home. Everything's kind of bigger and better. But I think the main thing that struck us all is how friendly everyone we've met has been. Like, we've just met some of the nicest families and some of the nicest, you know, people coming up to us after gigs and people offering for us to stay in their homes and stuff like that. Like, it's been fantastic, really.
I think anybody here is going to be friendly to somebody who speaks with an Irish accent. I think it just happens. it just happens. Well, you guys are a pretty young band. All of you in or just finishing college?
Yeah, would you believe back home it's our own graduation this weekend. So we're over here in Peoria and the rest of our classmates are graduating back home. So we're just finished our a major in Irish music in the University of Limerick down the southwest of Ireland.
All five of you?
We've 4 of us graduating and one has one more year to go. So James Harvey, the baby of the group, banjo player, he has one more year to go. But the other 4 of us now are just finished up now since the summer.
Well, congratulations on the graduation, but sorry you actually have to miss the ceremony.
I think we'd take a tour of the States any day over a graduation, I think.
It sounds like a good idea to me. I walking down the aisle was not all that big a thrill compared to running around to all these festivals. So you guys have, between the group of you, there's five in the band, you've won an awful lot of awards, titles.
I suppose we all kind of, well, most of us would have grown up in the whole cultist system back home, and that goes along with the whole cultist thing is that the FLA competition structure, and there's it's just a goal, I think, to keep kids interested when you're younger, that way. And I think James and Colin picked up a fair few between them, particularly. But
and what I was think, the what's the system you called it?
The cultist is the organization that kind of looks after the very traditional music back home, and then there's the events called the FLAs, or the FLANA, which are kind of music festivals which incorporate competitions as well. And, they're a good focus for when you're learning. But I think it's not really the be-all and end-all at the same time. I think it's more, in Ireland, you get known just playing around, jamming with different people, playing sessions here and there. I think once you kind of reach a certain age, you realize that they're kind of more important than the competitions themselves.
Well, it sure sounds good in a biography anyway. And James Harvey, you mentioned, is the youngest, and he's got a few All-Ireland banjo titles already.
Yeah, he's won a few on the trot as well. He went through a few years there of just winning left, right, and centre every year, but made a bit of a name for himself in the competition scene. But I think banjo players kind of feared his name up on the programme list. But
And then you mentioned Colm Phelan, who is what does he play in your group? Oh, the drummer.
He's the baron player, and he plays the drums back home as well. But he's playing the baron with us, and it's just kind of he's. I suppose I wouldn't want him to hear this in the car, but he is very good at it.
Does that mean for the rest of the trip he won't let you live it down?
Probably. But, we get along great, and a few compliments like that, just smooths everything over. So,
I was surprised when I was hearing one of the local bands play using a piano, and I thought, oh, that sounds kind of funny in traditional Irish music. But then somebody said, well, that's entirely traditional, at least in certain types of playing. So you do piano and piano accordion.
Yeah, the piano is an interesting one because I suppose really what kicked off the piano in Irish traditional music was when all the ethnic recordings were happening over here in the 20s in the States. And I think there's a few theories as to why the piano kind of came on, but one of the theories is that in the recording studios that the unions required that piano players played on X amount of records, and therefore were kind of almost forced upon the music. And then kind of with the dance halls and that, it was, volume was needed because this was before amplification, and the piano was just perfect for keeping that beat going steady the whole time. And then when those recordings headed back to Ireland, everybody heard the piano, and the piano caught on back home in Ireland as well.
So when do you decide, when does a tune require the accordion, and when does it require the piano, or is that even easy to say?
Well, I suppose, what we love doing is kind of, what we're really doing is mixing old and new. We use our repertoire as old tunes mixed in with kind of our own compositions and some contemporary stuff. And then our accompaniment would be the same. We've got bits where, there's no accompaniment, and then moving on to kind of very contemporary stuff. Well, not very contemporary, but, our own little twist on things. And I suppose it's that whole arrangement process that we kind of think about, and I suppose we just try out things and then eventually decide what we think sounds closest to what we want to achieve. And then that's when you decide, is it banjo or mandolin, is it piano or piano accordion, is it, so it's a great, I have a lot of fun in the whole creative process thing, but next to actually performing the music, it's the most fun part for me.
And you do a lot of the composition.
Yeah, I write a few, all right, and Anya writes a fair few, and James writes a couple as well, and then we've got all such different traditional repertoires, we've got kind of influences from different parts of the country and all our different teachers, so our kind of repertoires kind of come together and shoot up some interesting other compositions as well as their own.
So we started out, led into this conversation with the opening tune on your CD called A Bit of a Peach. Is that an original tune or is that a traditional one?
We open with the first tune on the set is a traditional barn dance called Peach Blossom, and then we go into a traditional reel, Old Dowds, and then I think we go into a Scottish reel called Gladstones, which is the last one. So none of our own compositions in that set, but kind of interesting to see where the traditional meets some of the outside influences as well.
So A Bit of a Peach, as it's called, is really a combination of tunes.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'd find that, I think, most of our sets, rather than giving the name of all the tunes, like, we just kind of give an umbrella term, like, and, you know, some of them are kind of because of funny stories, or some of them are because of the tunes that are in the set.
There are a couple of beautiful vocals. You mentioned Anya McGinney. You mentioned Anya, her last name McGinney, who is your fiddle player, but also a wonderful singer here. And there's one that is in Irish, and I can't begin to pronounce the name of the song. Maybe you can tell us, because I'd like to play that one now. Maybe you can tell us what's the name and what is it about.
Right. Okay. Well, the title is Táim Curtha Bheith Aonair Imlí. And that translates as, I'm weary from lying alone. And it's basically about a young girl who's kind of afraid to end up at the end of her life having not married or settled down or anything like that. But it's a macaronic song, which is, you know, both in the Irish language and in the English language, every second verse. So it's an old Shannos-style song, which is the old style. But so we kind of open it in the old style of singing and then kind of move it on a bit more and add in our own kind of contemporary little twist with mixing up a few different time signatures and things like that.
And the band is called Gwicha, and this comes from their self-titled CD. They're going to be playing all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, at the Aaron Fesh in Peoria, Irish Traditional Music Festival. And Taiko Macher is my guest here on Live and Local. You heard the band Gwicha with featuring the vocalist Anya McGinney in a song that I will let our guest, Taiko Macher, pronounce again for us, because I can't do it. What was that song?
The song is Táim Curtha Bheith Aonair Imlí.
And tell me, what does your name mean of the band, Gwicha, G-O-I-T-S-E it's spelled?
Well, it's an old Gaelic-Irish kind of slang term from the northwest area of Ireland, kind of the Donegal region, and it literally means come here, but it's a bit of a slang word in Gaelic, like, it's funny because Anya is a Gaelic speaker, and the Gaelic that she has would come from that neck of the woods, and it's a term that she would have, and basically we named the band kind of really messing with Anya because she was shouting it one day in college and nobody really knew what it meant, and it kind of stuck from there. But we've since learned, because Connell is from Philadelphia, a guitar player, but his father is Donegal, and when he saw the name of the band, he was kind of saying, well, the only time I heard Gwicha when I was growing up was when I was in trouble. So there's two ways to look at Gwicha, but it literally means come here.
Well, and of course you can use that as a way to invite people to come hear you, I guess.
Exactly. So Gwicha along and come see us.
not a bad way to think about it. Well, I think people are going to have a great time listening to you. The band is called Gwicha, and they're going to be performing. Well, let's see. Here's a schedule. According to the Aaron Fesh website, they're going to be tomorrow night at 7:30. Again on Saturday night, 7:30, and then Sunday at 4:45. Also giving some workshops on Saturday at 1:30, and then Sunday at 1:30. There's lots of other visiting bands featured at the festival. You can check out their website. It's erinfeishpeoria.com. That's spelled E-R-I-N-F-E-I-S, peoria.com. And coming up on today's show, very shortly, we're going to be having one of the local bands, Bloomington Normal-based The Shanties. They're going to be playing for us live for the rest of the hour here on Live and Local. My guest has been Taigo Macher of Gwicha, and we're going to go out with a tune from their self-titled CD. It's called The Wing Commander. Is this a traditional one also?
This is actually a mix of contemporary and traditional compositions. So there's again, a Scottish influence from the piano accordion player Phil Cunningham in the first one, and then there's a Liddy tune in the middle, and a Tommy Peoples tune, I believe, at the end, The Beautiful Gortry. So hope you enjoy this one.
Well, you all sound great, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having us.
That was a band called Gwicha, and a little bit of their tune off of their self-titled CD called The Wing Commander. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. You can go out and hear them at Erin Feish in Peoria this weekend. They're playing every day. And also playing every day is a band that we have live in the studio. I'll introduce them in a matter of moments. But first, let me say that our broadcast today is made possible with support from these business partners: Freestar Bank Champaign, Ray's Heating and Air Conditioning of Urbana, Prairie Ridge Farms Incorporated of Allerton, and KC Summers of Mattoon. These business partners join the friends of WYLL in making great programs possible. And we thank you very much for your support. Erin Feish starts tomorrow night, runs through Sunday. And there are, like Gwicha, a number of bands coming from literally around the world, mostly around the country, but also from around the world, to play at the festival. And there are a number of bands from our listening area, including The Shanties, who are based in Bloomington Normal. Last year, we had a chance to talk with John and Chris Parkhurst on the show. But this year, we actually have the whole band here to play on in our studio, Studio F, to be very precise. And it's John on mandolin and guitar, Chris on guitar and mandolin, it says here. And then Jason Griffith on the Bowron, which is the Irish drum. And pretty new to the band, is I know her as Chris or Christine Bach, but she's going by Chrissy for the purpose of The Shanties on the fiddle. And for that matter, I know her mostly as a violist. So thank you all very much for coming over.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's great to have you. Chris, you've joined the band just how recently?
I've been playing with him for about 4 months.
Tops. Oh, yeah. So is she doing okay?
She's fantastic. So we're very excited about it.
Well, I am too. Let's find out how good she is. What's your first tune?
We're going to play a song called Illinois Ireland, which we've had a lot of fun with. And this is a song written by Bruce Roper, who is another Illinois folk singer in the Chicago area with the group Sons of the Never Wrong. So this is our interpretation of their song.
Irish style.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Illinois Ireland.
On Live and Local.
Alone again and on my own, floated like a blackbird o'er the fields I'd grown. It came to me, a sound so sweet was carried on the window. It looks like Illinois, it sounds like Ireland. Since you had your way with me, you'll tell me what to do. I chase these sounds about and lose the sight of you. I'm a simple boy with a simple plan, a place where peace begins. Oh, it looks like Illinois, sounds like Ireland. Yeah, it looks like Illinois, sounds like Ireland.
Hey, 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 hey.
call to me. Come chase us across the prairie grass, sing on Danny Boy again. No, it looks like Illinois. It sounds like Ireland. Yeah, it looks like Illinois. Sounds like Ireland.
The name of it is, it sounds, it looks like Illinois, but it sounds like Ireland.
There you go. Okay, the whole thing. Anyway, well, that was an interesting mix of styles, it seemed. You introduced it, of course, as the composition of a folk singer, and there were definitely some folk harmonies in there. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. It's the Shanties here, live and live and local, and they're going to be among the many performers at Aaron Fesch Peoria. Irish traditional music, the festival's been going on for many years. Starts on Friday, runs through Sunday, and you can hear the Shanties each day. That wasn't actually the original plan. I understand that due to a sort of physical mishap on the case of one of the bands, you guys get an extra gig or two.
Yeah, we're going to do Friday night.
Friday, 7:15.
That's it. Just Jason, John, and I.
So Chris isn't jumping
like
in
unplugged.
For that one. All right.
Right.
And then Saturday at 1:15. And you get a little extra time on that one as well?
We do, the full band that day.
And then Sunday at 11:45. So unfortunately, the band that's not able to jump in is called Blue Stack.
Yes.
So anybody who's checked out the website and is expecting to hear them, unfortunately.
I was.
Did you say somebody broke the leg?
That's what we heard, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Terrible accident, a car accident apparently.
So when they say break a leg,
not the way you want to go. No.
We'll
no,
miss him.
Definitely not.
We'll miss him.
Yeah.
Not this time.
Well, so you sent your website says you guys do new Irish music. What does that mean exactly?
I think it's more like a reflection of bluegrass and pop and that kind of a thing, less traditional.
And
we try to keep it, you know, in that vein. Because I think because we're old rock and rollers, and that's kind of where we came from.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question, is that things that you brought to the band. So you say old rock and rollers. Have you all done rock and roll?
Actually.
Well, we're a mix. I mean, not all of us, maybe not no. Chrissy included, so much.
I
as
have, actually.
She's
oh,
nodding.
That's right.
She's nodding vigorously.
She's
in
played
a
in a rock and roll band.
For a while.
Yeah.
Recently
and
or
so,
a long time
few
ago?
Ago.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
But, and that's one thing we love about the Irish music is the different mix of blends of different styles. You know, we can have bluegrass and the driving rhythm of rock and the melody of some of the classical music and the beautiful melodies of the Irish trad songs. So with the Shanties, our goal is to try to mix a lot of these different things and come up with a fun outcome for it. And So we do enjoy playing the traditional trad songs, some of which we'll play today. And we also do some of the other groups, some of the Irish pop rock groups that we followed, like the Flogging Mollies and the Pogues and others, Great Big Sea and the Gaelic Storm, Gaelic Storm will also be at Erin Fesh this year. So we're pretty happy and excited to see them. We opened for Gaelic Storm a few months back at the Peoria Civic Center and had a great time with that.
And you've been doing Erin Fesh for how long?
I would say this is our fifth or sixth year.
And the group's been around for how long?
This group has been the Shanties for almost 9 years now.
That's a veritable eternity for lots of bands.
Maybe.
You know, bands come and go, or they change one member and then they change the name and things like that. In fact, on our show tomorrow, we're going to have a group that I know is the Corn Desert Ramblers. We've been trying to get the Corn Desert Ramblers in here, speaking of bluegrass. And so apparently they're playing on almost the same membership, but under a different name. So they're coming tomorrow under the different name.
And interesting.
Frankly, I've forgotten what it is. It's Hot Iron String Band or something like that. But in any event, so that's tomorrow. But yeah, I guess I did hear maybe a little bluegrass sound. That was the vocal sort of sound I was hearing, the trio vocal. I'm really bad at listening to sounds and think, oh, I recognize that, but where from? Would you say that is true?
I have that problem with classical music.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know, I saw on your website that I think it said either many or most of you have classical background. I know Chris does.
I'm almost exclusively.
Where did that come from? Did you make that up?
No, it's true.
No? You both
I've
have?
Played
John
classical
studied.
Guitar early on and, you know, have always listened to and enjoyed classical music. And I'm currently one of Chrissy's students on the violin. So I'm a beginner violin student, so I'm still pursuing classical.
You're doing quite well.
And
thank you very much.
Jason?
That's a stretch.
Are you an old rocker too? You don't look that old.
No, not that old. That's what I keep telling myself. I played bass, not really with any bands. It's more of just a fun thing, and I've played other various instruments and always had fun. And just one day I was like, I'd like to play the baron because I'd seen it before and I really liked the sound and just the style of playing.
So where did you go to learn?
Pretty much entirely self-taught. I bought one online, just a cheap one to get started. And I watched just a few videos to get kind of the basics down. I've gone to Chunel in St. Louis, which is it's great. It's in, I think, April, right?
Chunel. About the middle of April.
Yeah, it's about middle of April down in St. Louis, and it's a day of classes on pretty much anything, any Irish music instrument you want. And I've gone down there, which that's really helped.
Best teachers in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they come from around the world, literally?
They do.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do. Accordion, baron, every instrument.
Irish tab.
The baron teacher this year won All Ireland baron.
Yeah. Chris Weedle, great. Yeah, great, great player.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's ultimately how you learn most of these. You mentioned bluegrass, and this style is from listening, watching, observing. Mm-hmm. Rather than somebody saying, okay, do this, do that, and so on. Same thing with learning the tunes. I know Chris has got some music here. I know you're classically trained, so are you?
Yep.
Do you find it a challenge to pick up the tunes by ear?
Note-wise, these aren't hard because of where I've come from, but I have to listen carefully to the recordings to find out what it is my part is supposed to do, and maybe catch the ornaments or put some in and just try to get the flavor to sound right.
So do you start by ear, or do you start with something on the page, or do you?
Well, there's nothing handed
write
me,
it down.
So I have to sit down with the CD and pick out a part, pick out the violin part, and if it's an accordion, I pick that out and put it on the violin. And so I literally have to pick it off the CD to make my part.
So this is like going back to school and taking dictation.
Sort of,
dictation.
Yeah. It's painstaking and time-consuming. And then the practicing part's fun.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Got that right.
We're talking with the Shanties here live in our studio on Live and Local. They're based in Bloomington Normal. They'll be playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Aaron Fesch in Peoria. And let's hear something else. Okay. What do we got next?
Okay.
The Raven.
Yeah.
Woodpecker woman, Chippewa whittle, carve my name in a hickory fiddle, dance all night, dream just a little, I go like the raven. Down in the meadow, deep in the holler, bullfrog singing to the bug-eyed crawler, slide to the rake, hop to the collar, reel with the willow waving. Shine the merlin, moonbeam eyes, set my dancing feet to fly, o'er the dark and dervish sky, I go like the raven.
The Shanties, live in our studio here on Live and Local. What was the name of that tune?
The Raven.
The Raven. And is that an original?
No, it is not.
Is that a trad tune? Borrowed tune?
It's a borrowed tune. Mm-hmm. Borrowed tune.
From?
I can't tell you exactly where we found that. Somebody named Carter, I believe.
That's the thing about this kind of music.
Tracy Carter?
Folks are stealing from each other all the time.
Absolutely.
And it's okay.
Of what we do is traditional, so it's just been played, you know, in different arrangements for years and years. Some of the tunes are hundreds of years old.
Yeah. And Chris and John, Parkhurst. You guys have, at least if I'm reading your biographies right here, it seems like you're more and more being a bit of a songwriting team, a tune writing team for the band.
Yeah, we enjoy doing that. It's a you never know what it's going to be. It starts out as one little thing and it just grows and gets born into some kind of a song, and that's just how it goes. You never know.
And we wrote most of the tunes on our recent CD.
Fear Not.
That's yours, isn't it?
No,
I lied. Okay.
Well, that's an adaptation from the Sons of the Never Wrong guy. What did, yes, you, true, did you say his name?
Bruce Roper.
Bruce Roper. Yeah. They're a good band. They have their own unique sound.
They do.
Yes, they do.
For sure. And it seems like, even just having talked earlier this hour with Tig of the band Gwitcha, that it's more and more, particularly the younger bands, but not even exclusive of the younger bands, are really melding various styles. I mean, in his piano playing in their band, it was like, wait a second, this is jazz piano that he's got going on there. And then some of the other harmonies are clearly borrowed from jazz, and yet they all just graduated from getting degrees in traditional Irish music. So I didn't actually get to ask him, are they teaching the melding of these styles in Limerick? I think it was Limerick University, or not. I didn't get to ask him that. I have to have him back and ask him that question. Do you know?
No, but my opinion of that melding is to me, it's very exciting, because I like to think, you know, ahead and how this is all, this global music is going to affect all the traditional stuff. I mean, there always will be traditional stuff, and I love the traditional stuff, and I love the traditional sessions that you can attend. I mean, some of that music you cannot mess with and shouldn't, but it is really nice when you see somebody like Solas or
Gaelic Storm
take something and really up it. You know, it's just great.
I like that fresh twist. Like, for example, in The Raven, you wouldn't be getting Ponticello in a dread song.
Yeah, I heard that on there. Yeah, that was nicely done. Ponticello, for those of you who don't know.
The classical people.
98% of you out there.
Ponticello.
That's where you bow the fiddle or whatever the string instrument is right in front of the bridge.
Right in front of the bridge, and you get that metallic sound. And then I threw in false harmonics.
It's a ghostly sound.
And the raven is
flying
off into the
ghostly
distance.
Shadow, it flies off.
Yeah. Is that what that's? Is that what that's?
That's what it's all about.
Flying away.
Yeah.
You can see it on the radio.
We have to describe these things. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We are with the Shanties in our studio, and our program today is made possible by Outback Concerts. Speaking of bluegrass, Allison Krauss and Union Station will be performing a benefit for Crisis Nursery at the Virginia Theater on Wednesday, October 5th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. That's tomorrow. More information about this benefit is available at thevirginia.org. Lots of bands going to be at Iron Fashion Peoria this weekend. And also, there is a dance stage, so a number of dancers from around will be featured Saturday and Sunday. There's also a sport field where some ancient and not so ancient games will be played, so you can participate in that. I see that there's also some whiskey tastings, Irish cooking, arts and crafts. Yeah, somebody got excited about that one. And since Chris mentioned, there are some sessions going on, some jam sessions of sorts. I imagine that they're going to focus on the traditional. Those are happening, again, each day at the Snug, which I guess is one of the stages there, or is that a particular location in Peoria?
It's one of the smaller stages.
It's
down sort of in the middle, past the fountain.
So you can go onto their website and I'm sure get maps and so on. It's Erinfeish Peoria, E-R-I-N-F-E-I-S Peoria. .com and get the complete schedule as well and read about the various bands who are coming to town. Kennedy's Kitchen is one of the visiting groups. Leahy's Luck, the Drollinger Family Band, Gaelic Storm you mentioned, I think.
Yes.
And the other local bands, Bluestack unfortunately had the mishap, so they're not coming. The Blaggards are from around here, aren't they?
Texas.
They're Texas.
We always seem to open for them. We open for them.
Blackguards are great.
We open for them in June.
Great sound, great bunch of guys there. They have a rock sound, and they do all the rock Irish tunes in their own style, and it's a lot of fun. You got to see them. It's wonderful.
Where are the Bogside Zooks from?
Peoria.
They're from Peoria, mm-hmm. And the Kells are from Peoria also.
No, yeah. The Kells are from Ohio,
oh, are they?
I guess. Yeah. Now, that is one great girl guitar player.
And a phenomenal whistle player, whistle and flute.
For sure.
And then the Roundstone Buskers, are they an area
Peoria
band as well? Also Peoria. Yeah, so that's great. All from all over the place, local and otherwise. And we have the Shanties from Bloomington Normal right here with us, Chris Bach. Jason, just forgot your last name, Jason.
Griffith.
And Chris and John Parkhurst. And we got something next. Is this trad or original?
This is a two-part. The first part is a song that John and Chris wrote for RCD, and then it goes into a trad piece called Miss McLeod's.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. One, two, one, two, three. Carrie Hill, I know she's the one for me. She's a sight rarely seen, fit to be a queen, and she knows that I'm a seafaring man.
She told me that her pa and grandpa both were sailors. They'd rather sail the sea than work the land. Sailed around the world and always stayed afloat. Girl, don't pick a man with a leaky boat.
Well, the girl from Cary Hill took me by the hand and danced me round the floor all night. This girl is to blame. The girl from Cary Hill is my true love.
She told me that her pa and grandpa both were sailors. They'd rather sail the sea than work the land. Sailed around the world and always stayed afloat. Girl, don't pick a man with a leaky boat.
Will always be true. A man should give it to me, stuff like Pa and Grandpa used to do. I try to tell her she means everything to me, and I would always make her back across the deep blue sea. Well, I love that little girl, the girl Cary Hill. No, she's the one for me. My ship is set to sail tomorrow's early morn, and I'll tell her so the day that I return.
She told me that her pa and grandpa both were sailors. Rather sail the sea than work the land. Sailed around the world and always stayed afloat. Girl, don't pick a man with a leaky boat. Girl, don't sink a man with a leaky boat.
Woo!
It's amazing what a difference it makes when you just drop the drum and slightly change the guitar pattern, and all of a sudden you had that wonderful little interlude there. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. The Shanties here live on Live and Local, starting with a John and Chris Parkhurst tune and going into something traditional, and you can go hear them play all kinds of things. Your choice of three or all three times at Aaron Fesch Peoria this weekend. They'll be on the stage Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can check the full schedule at aaronfeschpeoria.com. That's E-R-I-N-F-E-I-S Peoria.com. We'll have one more from the Shanties here on Live and Local in a few minutes. I wanted to run down some of the things you can go out and see and hear live in our listening area over the next few days, including tonight at the Iron Post in Urbana. Members of the University of Illinois Jazz faculty are performing starting at 7 o'clock. In Springfield, speaking of Irish music, it's Exorna with St. Andrew's Society Pipers and Dancers at Celtic Mist Pub. That is at 7:30 tonight. Tomorrow in Champaign at Memphis on Main in downtown, it's Billy Branch and Jimmy Warren playing some blues. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Also playing the blues, Black Magic Johnson. He's at the Barbecue Blues Fest in downtown Springfield tomorrow night at 7:15. And later at the evening at 9, he'll be at Floyd's Thirst Parlor. Back in Urbana at the Iron Post tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, it's the Boneyard Jazz Quintet. The Country Gentlemen are at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood tomorrow evening at 5:30. It's the musical comedy Smoke on the Mountain opening tomorrow and running through the next two weekends at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. In fact, we'll be having a conversation with one of their cast members on tomorrow's Live and Local. Wade Benson Landry plays Cajun music at Bement Country Opry tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. The Heartland Festival Orchestra plays a program called Romantic Heroes at Five Points, Washington, Saturday evening at 7:30. It's the Hot Iron String Band at the Iron Post in Urbana, Saturday night at 9:30. They'll be on Live and Local, playing live right here in this studio tomorrow. The 33rd Illinois Volunteer Regimental Band is at the Baker Corin Round Barn Farm Park in Manhattan, Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The Prairieland Dixie Band plays at Connie Link Amphitheater in Normal, Saturday afternoon at 4. And it's Steve the Harp Blues Band at Downtown on the Square in Lincoln, Saturday at 6:30. And those are just some of the things you can go out and see and hear in our listening area. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m., in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. The Shanties, take us out.
A little traditional.
Meridian's Jig, Miller's Maggot. ¶¶